The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
How are you, sir?
This is Pierre.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm talking to you, Dr. Ray the Great.
Well, I don't know about that.
I love listening to you. You have a personality just like my father.
I don't think you should feel helpless. You are helpless.
Doctor, I really appreciate that. That makes me feel a lot better.
You be at peace, or else I'm going to yell at you.
Trying to find a reason to speak to you. I think you're the best thing since sliced bread.
That Ray, he's something.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for all the parents out there.
I don't know what I can possibly do.
I don't either.
I'm getting my money worth, I think, at this phone call.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
I keep saying Alexa when I mean Siri. I'm struggling. I'm living in a time when I'm getting my robot servants mixed up. It used to be bad enough when I got my kids mixed up. I'd have to go through about four names till I got one of the right kids. Andrew, John, Pete, Mary, I know who you are. You live here. I can find out. I can find out your name. Just wanted to name them numbers. Number four, come on over here. Nice to have you. I'm Dr. Ray Garetti, program here. The Doctor Is In. Named so 20 years ago by Jerry Usher. He used to be the host of Catholic Answers. Jerry's doing a lot of good things now. He's take two with Jerry and Debbie. Number here has been the same number for 20 years, so I would assume you have it on your refrigerator. Back of your toilet seat, 877-573-7825. Now, nobody can remember those 10 digits. I would imagine that if I did 100 people, and I said, okay, here's the number, 877-573-7825, and then 10 seconds later, I'd say, write that number down. I got to believe 90 of them wouldn't know it. And that's the way it is, because once you get beyond 7 bits of information and short-term memory, it starts to fade fast. So let's make it easy. 877-57-EQUAL. That'll get you there, too. And you'll talk to Keith today. He is filling in for Eric Dumont. Keith is sensitive, nurturant, understanding. Andrew Krucek is producer man, operating the board there in Ave Maria. I'm working personally on my toxic sensitivity. Yes, I'm really wanting to have a blatant, coarse show of sensitivity. I'm working on it. And if you don't like it, tough. Oh, sorry, that slipped. 877-57-EQUAL is the number to call if you would like to get onto the program. Question about something in your life, people, places, things, rock, paper, scissors. Whatever. If you have a comment, we had some good comments yesterday. Really appreciate the comments. People have a lot of insights, great insights. And I steal them, and I put them in books. And I make a lot of money, and I get credit for it. What a gig. Also, if you were on a previous show, you know, yesterday we had a whole bunch of people on the lines that I just didn't get to, and I felt very bad about that. But there's a conundrum here for me. Some of the people wait very patiently. They'll call and they'll be on the line for many, many, many minutes. And it seems a lot longer. It's like Einstein said, time is relative. If you put your hand in very, very, very hot water, 5 seconds seems like an eternity. But if you're doing something you really, really like, well, like listening to this program, 40 minutes seems like 2 minutes. Nonetheless, if you were on the air and you waited patiently and I said, okay, we call back, you're first up, I would say less than 10% of people take advantage of that. Because typically they catch it when they're in the car, someplace. If you look at radio surveys, you will see that most people catch radio in bits and pieces. Very few listen the whole time. Although if I'll go to a talker or somewhere like that, somebody will come up and say, I listen to you all day. And I go, I don't listen to me all day. How do you do that? Okay, a couple of announcements here. I want to thank the wonderful folks at Ridgeway, PA, last night. Lynn and their Classical Academy. Nice crowd. Thank you so much. Ridgeway, PA is Americana. All I remember thinking is when I drove in there, where's Barney? Where's Aunt B? It just looked like Mayberry. Beautiful little place. Good Lord permitting, tomorrow, Hammonton, New Jersey, St. Mary of Mount Carmel. If you go on my website, drray.com, the contact number there if you'd like to join there, because, of course, we have a wonderful affiliate there, Jim and Cheryl Manfredonia. They're in, I believe, Trenton. And then Friday, head over to St. Martha's in Point Pleasant, giving a marriage talk. So you want information on both of those, just go to my website, drray.com, and you'll get the stuff. All right. This was sent to me by my wife, and I asked her, honey, I said, you listen to the program? And she says, well, no, because I know you. And I said, well, you can listen, can't you, sometimes? She goes, well, if I'm not doing something better. And I asked, what? She's like, dusting my coffee table, washing my hair, scooping up the dog stuff in the backyard. Okay. Well, she sent me this on May 18th, 2020. Now, what does that date indicate to you? That was right in the ramp up to the COVID pandemic and the COVID fear. It was heavy, 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 heavy. And I saw something interesting. This is just an aside. A commentator was making this point, and he said that with the exception of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, the national COVID response basically wiped out a number of the amendments. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of gathering. Just wiped them out. Just flat out said, you can't. No more. Not allowed. Well, interestingly enough, this is from Mere Christianity. This is C.S. Lewis wrote this. He wrote it in 1952. Now, this was really at the peak of the atomic scare, heavily. I remember when I was in school, we talked about getting under our desks. Yeah, that'll do it. The desks would be vaporized. But they had to create this idea that you can really be protected. I said, give me a bigger desk. Line it with lead. And bury it underground about 40 feet. Should be able to take a semi-direct hit. So here's what Lewis said. In one way, we think a great deal too much of the atomic bomb. How are we to live in an atomic age? I am tempted to reply, well, as you would have lived in the 16th century when the plague visited London almost every year. Or as you would have lived in a Viking age when raiders from Scandinavia might land and kill you any night. Or indeed as you are already living in an age of cancer, an age of syphilis, an age of paralysis, an age of air raids, an age of railway accidents, an age of motor accidents. In other words, do not let us begin by exaggerating the novelty of our situation. Believe me, dear sir or madam, you and all whom you love were already sentenced to death before the atomic bomb was invented. And quite a high percentage of us were going to die in unpleasant ways. We had indeed one very great advantage over our ancestors, anesthetics. And we have that still. It is perfectly ridiculous to go about whimpering and drawing long faces because the scientists have added one more chance of death to a world which already bristles with such chances, and which death itself was not a chance at all, but a certainty. This is the first point to be made. And the first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. If we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, and let me just add my own, say, by the COVID virus, let that bomb, or virus, When it comes, find us doing sensible and human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting with our friends. Not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs and such. And I think this was probably the most telling line in this from Mere Christianity. They may break our bodies. A microbe can do that. But they need not dominate our minds, C.S. Lewis, as it did. It did. And it frightened so many people who were not at risk any more than they would be at risk in a car. Any more than they would be at risk from the flu. And even as that became known, the fear reverberated. It constricted people. I said at the time, it was like a global phobia. Phobia has several elements. One, extreme fear attached to an object. In this case, it would be attached to a virus. Secondly, avoidance responses, finding ways, sometimes extreme, to avoid the fear. Wear a mask, stay at home. And three, constriction. Constriction of freedom of movement. In all my life, I never saw such constriction of freedom of movement as I saw with that. And even now, as the science has come in and more clearly identified the risk factors across the population, I still have people. I have a situation where they haven't left their home. 4 years later, they have not left their home. C.S. Lewis, and so many things, he's prescient. By the way, just one other thing before I take your calls after the break. The plague in London, the plague in Britain, I think what century, 14th century, somewhere thereabouts, killed one-third of the population. Think about that. Think about one of every three people you know in a relatively short period of time passing away. I can't fathom that. I cannot fathom that. But yet, it happened. And I think that's the point C.S. Lewis is making. There's always been uncertainty about life. Always. Generalized anxiety is a term they give to people who just have this chronic, ongoing sense of unsettlement. Just can't relax, can't be at peace. And part of generalized anxiety is this idea that we're not safe anymore. It's all gone to hell in a handbasket. It's miserable. We'll never get out of this. It's horrible. Lewis's point is, well, yeah, that's kind of been the human condition. And if you look at the stats, we're probably safer now in so many respects than we've ever been, especially in the U.S. 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL. That's the number to call to get onto the program. I'm Dr. Ray. Thanks for joining me.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
He was a Jesuit, a cardinal, and a doctor of the church. Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Robert Bellarmine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, including helping to draft two important catechisms that defended church teachings during the Protestant Revolt. Pope Clement VIII named Bellarmine a cardinal because, as the Pope put it, Bellarmine had not his equal for learning.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
See that new government study? Oh, it was amazing. It said 50% of all adults would fail an 8th grade math exam. You know, that may be true, but I'll bet the other 70% of us would blow it out of the water, is what I would say. Got some heavy calls up there. However, sticking to our promise, Jennifer from Michigan was on the line yesterday at, when the program ended. And by the way, Keith, you made a mistake here. Jennifer was supposed to have been placed on line number two, all right? Not line number one. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Ray. Fine, thank you.
Now, I got to tell you, I know you think that's really, really weird that your son is 6 and a half and still not having continence. However, it's not as odd as you think. All right, it's uncommon to get that old and still be not wanting to use other places than your pants. However, it's not totally. So tell me about it. Keep it clean.
He won't go on the toilet. Mm. He knows he has to go.
Ever?
I'm target
Ever?
Number two.
He'll never go.
Ever. I have to force him. It's a fight.
Okay.
Before bed, you are going to sit on the toilet. Most of the time he will. Sometimes.
How long you been fighting this?
Oh, 2 years.
So it kind of started at age 4 and a half and something happened and he just got
about
some kind
when,
of...
Yeah. About
was
when
there,
he should have been
yeah, was
potty
there a trick?
Trained.
I mean, oh, okay. So he never really was potty trained. He just started fighting it more, how shall we say, deliberately.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's 6 and a half, so what about kindergarten or first grade?
Well, sometimes somehow he's able to keep it clean at school, although he did have a wet accident last week. Of course, I freaked out right away because when the teacher texted me, I thought it was poop. But yesterday it was. He did it at school.
First time at school?
First time at school. Pants full. His brother came from the other grade and helped him. They found some extra shorts. And
Was he embarrassed?
I don't think so.
Mm.
We've been talking about this a lot. I talked with the doctor. She said, well, I think it's just in his head.
So they don't find anything physically wrong. That was going to be my question. Nothing physically wrong.
No.
Okay.
He has some other delays. I mean, he was later than our other ones. He's number 8 of 8, by the way.
Mm. Well, it's good thing he's not number 2 of 2, you know what I mean?
I know, poor kid.
Well, all righty. I think this is, I like these kind of calls because this is my chance to be a hero. You're going to think I'm a parenting god because I'm going to tell you to do something and I've never seen it not work. Never. So if it doesn't work, Jennifer, I just want you to know it's you. Okay, it's not me.
Yeah, I know.
All right. All right, sweetheart. Well, part of the problem here is you're fighting him. Okay, this is a battle. You're dragging him to the pot, and you're nagging him, and you're bribing him, and you're doing all kinds of things, and it's just not, how shall we say, cleaning up the problem. Here's what I want you to do. What's your little guy's name?
Leo.
Leo. That means lion, okay? And lions usually go to the bathroom out in the field, okay? But, I mean, we don't want Leo to do that, but for his name's sake. Okay, here's what you do. Very simple, very straightforward. Leo, I'm not going to tell you to go on the pot anymore. I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to fight you. Now, I don't want to clean up any messes, so I'm going to give you a pull-up. Leo, I want you to know that if you go in your pull-up until the next time you sit on the toilet like a big boy, do your business, you have absolutely no privileges of any kind. Every single thing is shut down. Your stuffed animals are gone. You don't have your books. You can't go outside. You can't watch anything. If we have dessert, you don't get any. If we go out to eat, you sit and watch, make you a sandwich before we go. You don't have your favorite shirt. You don't have your favorite cup. You don't have your puzzles. You don't have your Legos. Everything. Everything, Leo. You're a big boy. I think what you're doing here, son, is just not wanting to go on the potty like a big boy. So that's what we're going to do. Up to you, Leo. But that's what we're doing. And I'll tell you, Jennifer, if you call me back in 2 weeks and you say to me, it's not any different whatsoever, he's had no privileges for 2 weeks, I'm going to be shocked. I am.
We have been doing the treat thing.
Nah.
And I've got about 4 months worth.
Yeah, can the treat.
He doesn't even care anymore.
No, can the treats.
He doesn't even care.
No, because he's got a nice life.
Yeah.
You know, treats really work when you're deprived. He's not deprived. He gets all kinds of stuff. No, this is going to be, son, here's what we're doing. You choose. It'll work. I'm telling you, Jennifer.
I got to throw a wrench in it.
Oh, be careful where you're throwing. All right, throw your wrench. Go ahead.
All right. 2 weeks. Two separate weeks, a week in June, and a month later, a week in July, my husband was camping with one of the older ones, and he was clean all week.
Well, that's no wrench. Time. That's no wrench. That's basically saying I can do it if I want. Sure. Yeah, you're gonna take the battle out of it.
Okay, good.
All right, call me back. I want you to call me back because I want to hear... Oh, Dr. Ray, unbelievable. You are just something. I'll write the script for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you. Bye.
Sounds good. Bye.
Now, see, that dear lady, she was on the phone yesterday. I mean, she was getting desperate. Now, I'm going to go to Manure's here in a second, but I want to go to Carrie because Manure's is definitely a heavy one, very heavy. And the segue... Oh, that's right. My clock is off again. I'm looking at the clock, and according to this, I got two. All right. So I will hold off on both. Do the live read? All right. We got a new member. The WTN Radio Network, KBCC, FM 90.1 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. That's right. On the air. Father John O'Neill, pastor of St. John, before the Latin Gate Parish, and Jeff Fennell. That's right. Great people. And his great team at Oklahoma Catholic Radio. Way to go, you guys. Bring it on in. I didn't know this. Bartlesville is notable as the longtime home of Phillips Petroleum. There you go. Welcome, Jeff and Kathy. Thank you so much. You guys are a delight.
What will happen when Jesus Christ comes to judge the living and the dead? On the last day, the Catholic Catechism tells us everything will be laid bare, the deeds, thoughts, and works of all men and women. Then will culpable unbelief be condemned. Culpable unbelief discounts the offer of God's grace as nothing. Our attitude toward our neighbor will reveal our acceptance or rejection of God's grace and divine love. Our Lord will say, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Though Christ is given authority over all judgment, a right he acquired by way of the cross as Redeemer of the world, Jesus did not come to judge but to save and to give the life he has within himself. If we reject the grace we receive in this life, we already judge ourselves according to our works. We can even condemn ourselves for all eternity by rejecting the Spirit of love. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo.
Are you passionate about Jesus? Are you zealous for Jesus? Are you fervent for Jesus? Are we fervent for the gospel? Are we passionate about helping this world come to know him? Is that true? It's not true for most people in the church. Is Jesus my best friend? Is he your best friend? I'm looking around the church. There's a set of guys in here who have great man caves. As I was praying this morning, I felt like the Lord said, "Hey, when are you going to come to my man cave?" Like, you guys think a flat screen TV is really cool. Well, you should see what I got to offer. Because I and I alone, he says, can really give you what it is you're longing for. Whoever it is we're rooting for right now, they're going to lose eventually. Or whatever it is that's occupying our time, one day we're going to realize it really wasn't that important. Why aren't we hanging out with the one who alone can show us what life is really all about? When's the last time you hung out in the Lord's man cave?
Well, they're up and running in North Dakota, Fargo. Good Lord permitting, on October 23 and 24, we are heading to Fargo, North Dakota. We got all the stuff set up to do four shows. We got, I think, what time is it? 5:30 and 7:15 on Wednesday and Thursday, 23, 24, October. Want to sign up? Go to realpresenceradio.com/livingright with Dr. A. It is live audience. You'll be on EWTN. We love to have you. A lot of people come for the first show of the night, and then they stay. They didn't think they were going to, but we have a lot of fun. So, love to have you. Bring the kids. Heck yeah, bring the kids. We got a psychologist right there within probably 20 feet. So, if there's any kind of fit, we have an emergency fit response. No problem. Bring the dogs, fish, goldfish. Sometimes we fill up seats with stuffed animals. We have done that. So, you can make anything look busy on TV. Sometimes we had two people and we just told them to move around a lot. So, love to have you. Go to realpresenceradio.com. Look for the /. Boy, that's violent. Living Right with Dr. A. You can sign up. We'd love to have you. And there's typically, if you get between 50 and 100 people, that is a nice, nice audience. So, we've had some big boomers there. Covenant Radio in St. Louis gave us a huge one, 200 people. And Buffalo, same thing. They had a lot of Buffalo there. So, well, a lot of Buffalo. Okay, let me say, make sure I am definitely pronouncing this correctly. Mineva, is that correct?
You're missing the R. It's Minerva.
That's what I thought. I told him it was Minerva. Thank you, Minerva. I did. I said it's Minerva. I have, yes, to see. I have to screen my screeners. That's the kind of problem I have here. What happened? I'm so sorry to hear this. How did that happen?
Well, he was battling with cancer 4 years ago. He started with leukemia, and then he just kept going and going. After the leukemia, he developed a lymphoma, and he got all kinds of infections. So it was all over 4 years. So this year, he went into bone marrow transplant, and everything was going good, but, before the 100 days, he started getting sick, and he catch a real bad bacteria in the hospital, and it damaged his lungs very bad. So that's what it caused him to die on the 26th of last month.
It is so fresh, so fresh for you.
Yes. And I don't know, but it's very painful right now.
I can't even imagine, Minerva. I cannot even imagine.
And besides that, he was my only son. I mean, he was my only son, and now I feel lost.
Do you have any kind of guilt over your son in the way that you raised him, or maybe second guessing yourself and saying I could have done more? Okay, good. Because that will just make this so much more painful.
No, I don't feel guilty of anything because I always was with him. I had to quit my job to be with him every day. And, between these 4 years, it was times where he was out of the hospital, and we have we spent time together. Sometimes I got to work, but he was okay with that. So we will keep just going back and forth at the hospital, so I didn't have too much time to work in between these years. So that's why I don't feel guilty of anything.
Good. I've seen parents who have lost children, and their agony is worse because they second-guess what they could have done differently. So I'm glad to hear that from you. Here's what I would say. It's safe to say that grief, especially grief from the loss of a very, very close loved one, is the most powerful emotion that anybody can experience. And it is stronger than anything you would have anticipated. It knocks you off your feet completely. So what you're feeling is very normal, and it will probably be quite intense for some time. I always tell folks, 1 year at least. There really are no rules. You can cry at any time. Anything can remind you of your loved one, your son. You can get up in the morning and remember, oh yes, my son is not here. And you got peace with sleep, if you could sleep, and you got some peace, but then when you woke up, the reality hit you. And you put one foot in front of the other, and you realize I'm not taking any joy in anything. And that's okay. Much of what you do is just kind of automatic pilot. You go to the grocery store and you buy food, and that's it. And you see young people at church, and you look at them and you say, don't you understand what you have? You have your son. You have your children. Please, please appreciate what you have. All of that, dear. You will. Here's the good news. There will come a day when the pain is not so sharp, where it will settle into kind of a dull love and missing of your son. That may be a year, it may be 2 years, who knows? But that day will come. There will come a day, the first time you laugh, you'll think, I feel guilty for laughing. I'm not supposed to laugh. I lost my son. What, is this not bothering me anymore? No. It will be good for you to laugh again. Do you have confidence and faith that your son had a wonderful relationship with our Lord?
Yes, he was, and you know that the last days that the doctor told us that he was not going to make it, I talked to him and I told him, well, what do you think about it? And well, he had the hope that he was going to make it, because last year the doctors told us the same, that he was not going to make it, but he did, and he was hoping on the same thing, because he said, well, we're not in control of anything. God is in control of everything. And he has a plan. And maybe the doctors are wrong.
Stay there, Minerva. Stay there, dear. This music's going to cut you off in about 10 seconds. Stay right there, and we will talk a little bit on the other side.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
That idea of suffering is one of the reasons many people either turn away from God or they ignore faith altogether, because they cannot comprehend or wrap their heads around suffering and all the suffering in the world. This is an issue for you, and it's an issue for all of us from time to time when we go through rough situations, to say, Lord, what do you want me to learn about suffering? Ask the Lord to help you understand the meaning of suffering. God doesn't waste his time with anything. Whatever you go through, he will use if you allow him to use it. And you look at the greatest evil, right? The killing of God, Jesus, the Son of God on the cross. And what came out of that? Our salvation.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I Can't Get No Satisfaction is a popular song, but it could be a summary of our life on earth. In the book of Genesis, we hear that we're made in the image and likeness of God. That means that we can know the truth and we can choose to do good to others. We can love. It comes to fulfillment in the Sermon on the Mount, where we hear these Beatitudes. It's the standard of the Christian life. Jesus tells us that if we hear what he says and do what he tells us to do, we will be like wise people who build our house on solid rock. But we make progress towards happiness and blessedness by our actions, and it starts with our interior disposition, what we want to choose. Do you and I hunger and thirst for those things that will lead us to happiness and to God? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
For more about the Beatitudes, visit EWTNRC.com.
Talking to Minerva, she is a mom who lost her son, diagnosed with cancer when he was 13, battled it for 4 years, and it's very fresh. He died about a month ago. Minerva, are you still there, dear? Still with me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Couple final thoughts. Know that your grief is going to be there. Not a whole lot you're going to do to make it ease up, other than living your life straightforward, one foot in front of the other. Know that at some point the pain will start to ease. It will. And know also that you can take joy at some level in your belief that your son is with our Lord. That's where you'd want him to be. Our Lord even cried when he found out Lazarus had died, even though he knew what he was going to do. He was going to raise Lazarus, but he cried. So he knew. Death is a hard, hard, hard thing. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to comment that spouses, when they lose a child, often grieve differently. And I've seen marriages break up because one spouse wants to move forward more quickly than the other spouse. One other thought for you, dear, and it didn't sound like in anything you said this was coming through, but just in case. It would be real easy to say to God, how could you do this? How could you let this happen? I would just throw this thought out. God didn't cause it. We live in a world where bad stuff happens. But it may be, my dear, it may be, and you'll only know this on the other side, that your 17-year-old son will be in heaven. Had he lived, he could have abandoned the faith. He could have led his life poorly. He could have just jeopardized his soul. So you and I, we have no idea if God said, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to let this illness take its course. So that's just one thought. I know that there'll be a lot of people listening to this, and they will pray for you, because I get the emails and they say, please tell Minerva I'm praying for, especially those parents who have lost children. God bless you, Minerva. You take good care.
Thank you, doctor.
All right, honey. Okay. Oh, boy. Des Moines, Iowa is located, and it's named after the Des Moines River, which probably came from an early French name, Riviera des Moines, meaning, are you ready? River of the Monks. So, Carrie, kind of living in a reverberating religious city. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Dr. A.
Now, this defiant and aggressive 10-year-old, has he always been this way?
Unfortunately, yes. His temperament has been difficult since the beginning.
All right. You got other kids?
I do. I have a few others.
You got older ones?
He's the oldest.
He's the oldest. Okay. Now, does the school see any of this?
Yep.
Oh.
I've gotten a few emails. Thankfully, nothing aggressive-wise, just behavioral.
Mm-hmm.
Interrupting.
So he controls himself. He controls himself dramatically better at school than he does with you.
As far as the aggression, yes.
What kind of aggression? Does he hit you?
There's been a couple instances, and then, like, when I do try and discuss his behaviors, whether it's at home or at school, he'll act like he's getting ready to, you know, like a threatening stance.
Well, I'll give you the good news.
Carrie,
I'm going to give you the good news. I get a lot of clients come into my office pretty much describing the same picture you are. And their view is, what is wrong with my kid? Why is he like this? What is happening here? And furthermore, what's he going to be like in 10 years? Am I going to go visit him in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Much of the time, that's not the way it is. Believe it or not, it is very easy to get an ugly, ugly picture when the parent has never been able or didn't come up with ideas to control this kid. Now, one of the reasons I know this, Carrie, this is personal. My 10 kids are adopted, and some of them have just vicious histories, vicious womb environments that were awful, drug-bathed, everything. And they would have temperaments that would be very difficult. Very difficult. However, my wife never, ever had that kind of defiance or aggressiveness, ever. Now, I believe that was because she learned very quickly early on what she had to do. So here's the good news. It's probably about a 90% chance that your kid could dramatically improve if you realize what you got to do to deal with it. Now, here's the bad news. Just a radio call. I can't do therapy with you, okay? But let me give you a couple of things. One, I have a book. It's called Discipline That Lasts a Lifetime. Deals with defiance, aggression, puts a parent back in charge. Okay, that's one. It's on my website. But here's the second thing I'm going to give you. What's your son's name, Carrie?
Robert.
Okay. If you were to tell Robert, Robert, I asked you to do something, you didn't do it. Go put your head down at the dining room table, and I'll tell you when you can lift it. I'll set the timer. Robert, you're going to write me 50 sentences. I will listen to my mother when she makes a request of me. Robert, you're going to bed early because we're not going to deal with that kind of nastiness. Robert, tomorrow you have no privileges whatsoever. Would Robert accept this, or would he immediately resist with a nasty level?
Can I plead the fifth?
Okay. I got you, dear. I got you. Which means he's not going to accept your authority. Now, believe it or not, that's the good news. Because as Robert sees you as having no authority, you're not permitted to discipline me, mother. And if you try it, watch what I'm going to do. Okay? That's good. That's good. Because this is a situation that is probably a dynamic one as opposed to something wrong with your son one. So therefore, here's what we're going to do. Give you just a simple one here. You're going to sit Robert down. You're going to say, Robert, I'm going to make a request of you one time. That's it. One time. If you refuse or get nasty, I'm going to start you out with 50 sentences. Maybe 100, depending. I'll decide. Now, of course, Robert, I figure you're not going to do it. At that point, every single privilege you have is gone. Completely, totally gone. Everything. Robert has no idea what you mean by that. I mean, that's everything. That's favorite shirt, that's favorite hat, that's stuffed animals, that's toys, that's outside, that's friends, that's computer, that's games, that's books, that's puzzles, that's dessert, that's going anywhere. Shut down. Robert, until I get those sentences. And I'll tell you what, son, the longer you take to give me those sentences, I'll just look at you every so often and say, now it's 125. Now at that point, Carrie, he's going to erupt. He's going to throw a fit. Plead the fifth, right? That's okay. You're going to change his perception of you. His perception of you, Carrie, is that you cannot do this to me. You do not have the authority to hold me accountable for my conduct, to teach me, to guide me. You can't do that. And that's partly why when you try to explain things to him, he fights you. He don't want to hear it. Don't give me that.
No.
So I would say quit explaining to him. Because you've explained about everything. Come on, he's been doing the same stuff for years. You've been telling him the same stuff for years. It's time to say no more. Here's what I'm going to do. This is the name of the game. This is the rules we've changed.
Well, and another quick side comment, too, when things, I try to address stuff that just goes in one ear out the other. He's taken to leaving the house, like just walking off. He doesn't go far. Or destroying property. He's gotten stuff of mine.
I deal with this in my book.
Okay.
However, I think you might want to tell him, Robert, you can't leave the house without permission. I have to call the police.
Okay.
And two, you can tell him, By the way, anything you destroy, I got to tell you something, son. Anything of mine that you destroy, the trade will be your favorite thing that you own will be gone. Forever. Huh. Along with 250 sentences. If you can do it, Carrie. Now you want the bad. Well, that's it, Carrie. You just answered my question. Because I was going to say most parents can't do this. Because the child gets really nasty and the parent goes, what now? What now? What do I do now? Well, you don't have to worry about what you do now. You've already set the rules. Mm-hmm. The fifth night in a row that you put green beans and toast in front of him for dinner because he hasn't given you the sentences, he'll realize, I can't act like this. Carrie, it is not hopeless. It is not hopeless at all. You have the power and the leverage. You do not have to live in fear of a 10-year-old's behavior. Check out the book.
Okay.
All right, dear. I'll talk to you. This is Dr. Ray.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. When we said cabins are filling fast, we meant it. The 2025 cruise is sold out. But it's the Good News Cruise, not the Bad News Cruise. So the 2026 Good News Cruise is planned and taking orders. There'll be new special and surprise guests and familiar ones from Ave Maria Radio, as well as Father Michael Schmitz and Father Joe Krupp. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more. This program brought to you in part by the town of Ave Maria, Florida.
Ave Maria, a big kind of small town. A golf cart-friendly, ride-your-bike-everywhere kind of town with something for everyone. Resort-style amenities, two golf courses, shopping, and dining in our town center. With Ave Maria University and Ave Maria Catholic Church at the core of the community and a wide range of homes to meet your family's needs. Visitors are welcome. More information can be found at AveMaria.com. Ave Maria, a big kind of small town.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
All right, real quick, once more. Go to realpresenceradio.com. Look forward Living Right with Dr. Ray, because the TV show Living Right with Dr. Ray in its 14th season is going to be taping there October 23, 24. Two shows each night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Love to have you in the live audience. The live audience is interactive. You are part of the show. You'll get your face on EWTN. That's right. Your face will be seen in 140 countries. Wish my face would be. So we'd love to have you. realpresenceradio.com/livingrightwithdrray. Sign up. The more, the better. Got a caller looking for good resources for Catholic counselors. Hello there, sir.
Hey, sir. How are you, Dr. Ray?
I'm doing fine, sir. There's three places I usually refer people to. One is CatholicTherapists.com. The other is CatholicCounselors.com. And the third is CatholicPsychotherapy.org. Now, these are folks who will say that it's very important that they have a Catholic worldview as they work with people. CatholicTherapist.com, CatholicCounselors.com, and CatholicPsychotherapy.org. Three places. Usually they list them by geographic, although Catholic counselors can do the phone consults.
Even from different states, like...
Yeah.
because I thought they have to be licensed in the same state to be able to counsel.
Well, those folks are listed by the state. So if you go to CatholicCounselors.com, they can do that. But if you go to CatholicTherapist.com, those are people within your geographic area so that, in fact, they can work with you. Okay? Thank you, sir. Meg, call back, please. We don't have time. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You got a good suggestion. We'll take it, Meg. Please, get a chance. Call back. Thanks, Keith. Thanks, Andrew, and thank to you. Walk with God.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRRay.com and follow him on Facebook and Instagram. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.